Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone is designed to help people comprehend the Holy Book, not by using logic, but by being receptive to the intended meaning of the book written in the Middle East several hundred years ago. Clarence says the Bible was not written for English-speaking readers. It was written in the Middle East in a radically different culture hundreds of years ago. Clarence was raised in a pastor's family while God was in the air. The record of God's activities, the Bible was revered, studied, and memorized. He was expected to become a pastor like his father. Serving three little country churches while in college was fulfilling, but one year in theological seminary, he became so confused that he left the ministerial training track. While teaching English or retraining for speech-language therapy, the Bible was always his source of strength. Clarence wrote his Sunday school lessons and was blessed to have many opportunities to substitute preach. The questions of seminary and his Sunday school class forced him to work through what he believed and why. It took 10 years of thinking to solve those problems, and the result is his book, Help Me Understand the Bible, and the author, Clarence Whetstone, joining us on This Week in America. Clarence, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
You are answering and addressing some of the questions so many people have. It's such an important topic, and we'll give you all the information during the course of the conversation where the book's available. Talk about going back. Some would say the dusty old book like the Bible isn't even relevant in many lives anymore, but it is so much so, maybe more so now than ever before. Why did you decide to go back and to take on this project?
I think I tackled it because I felt that so many people that I was dealing with in my Sunday school classes, and I was in a gospel quartet. We sang all over central Pennsylvania. And so I talked to hundreds and hundreds of people. The questions that I was forced to work through for myself were relevant to other people. And I thought in some way I had to share it, and writing the book seemed to be what the Lord was leading me to do.
The book is Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone. His website is cewbooks.com. Book available at Amazon, Parchment Global Publishing Company. And we'll give you that throughout the program. And have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting when we talk about the Bible, it's the most published book in the world. And talk about that. It's still a book that tops the bestseller charts every year, isn't it?
Yes, well, it was the first book ever printed and by Gutenberg, yes, in 1456, and more Bibles have been published than any other book ever printed. The American Bible Society alone has published over 356 million volumes of Scripture.
Wow.
And that's just one company. And it's been translated in its entirety or in its part into more than 1,000 languages and dialects, in various systems for the blind. So it's everywhere.
What is it about the Bible that's so important in lives and has been for literally thousands of years? What is it about the Bible?
People find in the Bible wisdom and peace, and they find there a creator that is reaching out to them.
And that's so important to get that message. The book, Help Me Understand the Bible, Clarence Whetstone, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's Whetstone. Book available the usual places. His website is cewbooks.com. What does the book tell us about God?
It tells us that God is not distant and unconcerned, but rather very, very involved, to the extent that he sent Jesus to live among us. Now, if I had been Jesus and the Father had said, would you go to earth? And I said, no way, I'm staying here. but he sent Jesus, and Jesus came to this mess.
Oh, yes.
And all the difficulties we have in our world, and was willing to become the final sacrifice, the final lamb of God for the sins of the world.
What was Jesus like? You've been through for years in doing the studying there. What was Jesus' life? Why was he such a magnetic personality? Why was he so dynamic and so followed?
Well, first of all, he was extremely intelligent. Picture a 12-year-old going into the Supreme Court and sitting down and conversing with the judges there.
Oh, exactly.
Which is
yes.
What Jesus did.
Wow.
Which is what Jesus did at his bar mitzvah, only 12 years old. But besides being so super intelligent, he was not self-absorbed. He was constantly, as he said, I only do what I hear the Father saying, or I only say what I hear the Father saying, and I do what I see the Father doing. So Jesus was constantly reaching out to touch the lives of the people he ran into. He talked to women, and back then that was a no-no. He threw out demons. He healed the sick. He blessed children. People were drawn to him as to a magnet. Crowds just flocked to him. So he spent days ministering to the crowds, and I'm sure at the end of the day he was just exhausted.
Oh, yes. Would have to be. It's such an amazing story. The book is so well written. Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone. Let's talk about what really led you to write the book, the years that you were struggling. Why is this so hard to read? Why sometimes doesn't this make a lot of sense in the present day in my mind? Why is the Bible so hard to read? Because so many people will admit that sometimes I don't quite understand this. I'm not sure of the interpretation. Why is it so hard to read?
The Bible was written in the Middle East several thousand years ago. It was written before science began. We think primarily scientifically, and science had nothing to do with their lives. It wasn't even around yet. And add to that, that we think with Greek logic, we're saturated with Greek logic from school, from our culture, from just everything around us. And Aristotle, born 300 BC, had no effect on the Old Testament because it was closed before Aristotle was born. The Greek logic starting to seep into the Middle Eastern area where the scriptures were written would have been considered a pagan influence, and they would have resisted it. Now, there was some Greek logic began to seep into the New Testament. But what I'm saying is the Greek logic we're so used to is very, very little there. We expect great detail. They gave only the detail that was necessary to make the point. We expect the sequence to be exactly like a string of beads. They didn't care about sequence, just so long as they made the point.
Yes. The book Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone. You talk in the book about a good translation is just the first step in understanding the Bible. Which translation is best? How do we go about finding one?
Well, it depends upon your use of the scripture. If you're a beginner, and I hope a lot of beginners are listening to us, I would recommend to you the Message. Message, M-E-S-S-A-G-E, the Message. The Message is not a translation per se. It's a paraphrase. In other words, sentence by sentence, they took the meaning of that sentence and put it into street language for us, which makes it so easy to read. If you want something that is more accurate on a word-for-word level, the New International Version, NIV, is the most popular one right now. Very reliable, very good. If you would happen to be a person who wants to get into deep into it, word by word study, then the New American Standard is the best translation, I think. There are over 50 translations in English to select from.
Wow.
I have over 50 on my phone. So you have a lot of choice.
And it's interesting when you talk about what you go through, you've actually gone through that. And I know you spent years like answering questions from students and friends. So many people really share this. Maybe they don't express it, but they really share this concern, don't they?
Oh, very. Yes. I'm doing a vacation Bible school series right now in the evenings. I have an adult class. And what we're doing now is what's so new about the New Testament. And people are just being sort of startled at what we're finding. I'm having a good time.
Well, and well, you should. And all of the research, the book is so simple to read and lays it all out there. If you've had questions, this is the place to get the answers by Clarence Whetstone, Whetstone. Help me understand. For someone just beginning, where should they start reading?
Oh, a very important question. Don't start at the beginning.
Now, that's interesting.
You'll be starting in Genesis. And within just a few pages, you'll be swamped with things that make no sense to you. For people today, start reading in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Those are called the Gospels, the stories of the good news of the life and ministry of Jesus. And I recommend that you read those four books over and over and over and over until you know what's coming next. And then you can begin to move on through the New Testament.
That's interesting.
I would recommend you don't jump into Revelation, though.
Well, and I was going to ask you about that. We keep hearing about that, and the tendency would be to, okay, I'm going to jump ahead now because this might have some implications in my lifetime. And you say, well, okay, the question would be then, how soon until I can get to Revelation?
I would recommend you not read Revelation until you have gone back and read the Old Testament, because especially in Ezekiel and Daniel, the pictures that those prophets paint, you'll see reflected in Revelation. And once you've read the Old Testament and then you come to Revelation, it's, oh, now I see what he's saying. Of course, the message of Revelation ends with a new heaven and a new earth, and people are interested in getting there. But I think a lot of people are looking at the Old Testament for the horrors of the tribulation, and I'd rather avoid that.
Yes.
When I read Revelation, I want to see Jesus in Revelation.
Well, I'm glad you said that. For so many people, it's sort of a fearful discussion to have, and something that it's like, okay, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it doesn't appear it's going to be good. And you were saying that, like so many, I just want to hear the good aspects of this. So the book is Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone. And really, Clarence, a lot of critics say when they talk about the Bible that you just can't understand it. And you're showing, yes, you can, and you prove it in the book, Help Me Understand the Bible.
Well, I think the Bible can be understood if you understand the New Testament first.
Yes.
Then the Old Testament falls into place as its foundation. And the New Testament is the New Covenant. It's the new, bargain is not a good enough word, because covenant means I commit myself, all of myself, for all of my life, and God commits all of himself for all of his time, he's beyond time. But we commit ourselves to each other, that's the covenant. And the new covenant is, well, it's life-changing.
So the moral here is one of them out of the book in our conversation is don't start at the beginning. It's all laid out. Help me understand the Bible. And what's fascinating with this is the fact that you've gone through all of this and the doubts and the confusion. Talk a little bit about your journey, because you were confused and then sorted it out. What was that journey like, this transformation from, I don't understand this, to, okay, now I can put it in the proper context, and it makes total sense to me, and it's changing my life?
Thank you for asking that question. As you said in the beginning, my home was saturated with the Bible. And I grew up as a teenager. I don't know why, but I rebelled against everything my parents stood for. And I became a real problem. I invited Jesus into my life at 18, and life turned around for me. I went off to college, and after some years, I transferred several times of a broad education. I wound up in a seminary where we were not studying the Bible. That's what I went there for. We were studying theologians.
Yes.
After a year of studying theologians, I was so confused. I just said, I'm done. I'm walking away with this. And I found it later, incidentally. But half of the class walked away. It wasn't just me. So I then was stuck with, how do I solve these problems? They've raised all these questions. I have to figure this out. And I wrestled with that silently in prayer, in reading the Bible, in teaching. I wrestled for 10 years with those questions until I finally came to the conclusion, I know what the Bible is about. It is about God reaching from heaven to earth to touch all kinds of people across 1,500 years. That's what the Bible's about. How God touched humanity.
What difference did that make in your life when you came to this realization, which you're sharing with us in your book, Help Me Understand the Bible? What impact did that have on your life?
Oh, my. My life was turned around. Now I have a purpose.
Yes.
I know who I am. I have a reason for living. And I'll just, very personal, my wife passed 3 years ago. That was devastating to
me.
But I still have a purpose. And a purpose is sharing the message in a book like Help Me Understand the Bible and others that are on the slate right now being written. I have a purpose to get this message out to people that God loves them. He's not out to get them. He's out to bless you if you'll let him. He'd like to bless you if you'll let him.
If you let him. That's something else to take away from our conversation today. A couple minutes left. Let me ask you about the response you're getting to Help Me Understand the Bible, and then what you're working on now. Obviously, you have other books you're working on as well.
The response I'm getting everywhere is that this is one of the most profound things they've ever read. And yet, it's very easy to read. I wrote it for the average reader. I can say, if you can read the newspaper, you can understand this book.
Yes.
Now, there is heavy content in it. You'll not say it was a book of fluff. There's a lot of stuff in here, and you probably will be coming back to it for years to come. What I'm writing on next is what's so new about the New Testament and separates the New Covenant from the Old Covenant, and in, I have at least 20 different ways in which the New Testament separates itself from the Old Testament. Another one, practical things that the Bible tells us for daily living. Another one I'm doing is how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's a fascinating one.
Yes.
Because we're used to thinking logically, and the Holy Spirit is beyond logic.
I'm anxious to, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those. Those are all answering very important questions that people have. And the book, Help Me Understand the Bible, this book really is important and breaks it down and is so helpful to so many people. The reviews I've read have been excellent. The book is Help Me Understand the Bible by Clarence Whetstone. That's Whetstone. His website is cewbooks.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, Parchment Global Publishing Company, and all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Clarence, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. An excellent job in taking something that's it's been confusing for so many of us for so many years, and it's so easy to understand the way you present it. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's wonderful to learn to know you. God bless.
Thank you. And hopefully, again, we can do this. So many important books, it sounds like, will be coming up soon from Clarence Whetstone. This book, Help Me Understand the Bible, available now and touching lives in a very positive way. CEWbooks.com is Clarence's website. You'll also find it at Amazon and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.